today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Has anyone ever shared with you how much they enjoyed a meal you prepare? Have you ever had someone to tell you that they baked a cake that was so moist that it melted in their mouth? One time I brought a cake from a baker who said it was homemade for a friend of mine. When I gave it to the person I purchased it for, they tasted it and replied, "That cake was brought from the store." How many of you know that no matter how much someone tells you that a cake or a dish they prepared is good, you have to try it for yourself? There is nothing like experiential knowledge. When someone tells you that the Lord is good, you have to try Him for yourself. You have to taste and see that He is good. In Psalms chapter 34, verse 8, it says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him." The focus of the Christian witness is to get others to taste the Lord for themselves. Tasting or experiencing God for yourself will result in trusting Him. Trusting God leads to Psalms 34, verse 10. "But those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing." Trust results in you seeking the Lord, which leads to developing an intimate relationship with Him. When you taste and see that He is good, you will not lack any good thing. In Psalms chapter 119, verse 103, it records, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way." By tasting the word of God, we get to experience His goodness as we do what His word commands. After tasting and seeing that He is good, we can share Him with others with confidence because we've experienced Him for ourselves. We can speak with confidence from experiential knowledge. We have been in the kitchen with the master baker. We can lay aside all that is not good to the taste. Therefore, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, it records, "Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious." At salvation, we experienced how gracious God is. This should compel us to seek more of His grace by pursuing His word. Now that you have tasted Him and see that He is good, share Him with someone today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.